And let's stay overseas for a moment. Here's the latest we know about the effort to get North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. North Korea has taken a general promise to move in that direction and made it more specific. The country has been negotiating with its neighbors and with the United States, and those nations all say the North has agreed to provide a complete inventory of its nuclear programs and disable its main nuclear facility. This is all supposed to happen by the end of the year. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is covering this story. And Anthony, how big a step is this?
Well, the U.S. government and the governments here in Asia seem to think it's pretty concrete and pretty significant. For the first time, we have a concrete roadmap and a timetable for what's got to happen. Now, within 2 weeks, according to the statement that was released today, the U.S. will take a team of experts to the nuclear facility at Yongbyon, and they'll start preparing for its dismantlement by year's end. And then we will get what they call a complete and accurate accounting of all of North Korea's nuclear programs, which should include the highly enriched uranium program that the U.S. suspects it has. Also, something interesting in the statement is a pledge by North Korea not to proliferate any of its nuclear materials or technology. And the U.S. has been concerned that the North has been giving that technology possibly to Syria. Also in the statement, we have reiterations by the U.S. and Japan that they will move towards normalizing diplomatic ties with North Korea and providing the fuel oil that North Korea is supposed to get in exchange for this. But there are no timetables set for these parts of the deal.
Let me follow up on that for a moment, if I can. When you say normalizing relations, that sounds, well, it's diplomatic speak. But is there something significant that the United States is giving up in return?
Well, I think it's very notable that it hasn't put a timetable on this. And we know that North Korea has been pushing very specifically, first of all, to get off the U.S.'s list of state sponsors of terrorism and to be detargeted as a target of the Trading with the Enemy Act. And the U.S. says that this is all discussable once the denuclearization happens. And in the statement, it did not give a timetable, but it says it will go through with its pledge to discuss these items.
No, so there's the possibility of significant concessions over time, but nothing really concrete right now, except the fuel oil you mentioned.
That's right. That was part of the deal that was reached in February, in which North Korea said it would dismantle its programs.
And let me just emphasize, if I can, what still remains to be discussed here, Anthony. North Korea still has a number of nuclear weapons, right?
That's right. It probably has 8 to 12 nuclear weapons, and it also has probably around 110 pounds of fissile material that it could use to make bombs and that it's already harvested from that nuclear reactor. And once the facility at Yongbyon is disabled, then they can start looking at getting rid of that fissile material, moving it someplace else.
Are there years of discussions ahead of us then?
Well, that's the thing. There are a lot of things where that are not specified in this statement, a lot of the technical details about how they will disable the facilities. And any one of these details could trip up the negotiations. Everybody's waiting to see how North Korea will follow through and implement its pledges.
Anthony, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
We've been listening to NPR's Anthony Kuhn. He's in Beijing, where he's covering some news that North Korea has promised to disable its main nuclear reactor by the end of this year.